Hey y'all, this is Nashville recording artist Brantley Gilbert, and you're listening to the award-nominated Backstage Pass on KKTC True Country 99.9 and KYBN 98.1.
Welcome inside the Backstage Pass. Always a busy day. We took a few days off, but we're back here doing it again too as well. And of course, out there for our stations, KKTC True Country 99.9 out there, 5 to 6 drive time there. Brandon Morrell, Caden Gordon here, and of course our new station we just picked up, KYBN 98.1, your Bay Area Broadcasting Network out there in the Bay Area in California. Our thanks to Sabrina for picking up the show out there too as well. And I always say we always got great shows here for you today here, and the Sports Guys podcast.com and also HighTideCountry.net. It's out there on iHeartRadio, and now everywhere you find podcasts, the Backstage Pass is there. Pleased to welcome in one of the all-time greats and a friend of mine, very good friend of the show. The new album, Tattoos, is across all the platforms out there, and the tour is underway. Brantley Gilbert. Brantley, what's going on, brother?
What's going on? Really good to see you, man.
Good to see you, brother. Well, hey, let's start right there, man. This is a very special album. A lot of great collaborations on it, too. I love it from the standpoint of just excellent music that you guys have put out. Tell me all about Tattoos when it came out in September. Just a phenomenal job, man.
Thank you, brother. It was, you know, we've been really happy with that album, man. It all of my albums up to this point, I've always told my story. But this one's no different. In that respect, it is a little different in that, you know, the days of the long, you know, 30 song records are, you know, the ones that I loved, you know, tell this giant story and, you know, all that, the days of that are kind of over for us. It's just hard to get people to center in for that many songs. You know, you end up burning a bunch. So going back to a 10 song format, you know, it was actually kind of fun because we had to do our thing and stay outside of the box. And, you know, that only allows you so many songs to get your point across. And it was kind of cool to be able to use a song like Tattoos because, you know, it tells, you know, my tattoos tell them stories, tell my story within themselves. So that was kind of the idea. My tattoos have done what my albums have done through the years. They do tell my story. So, yeah, man, we're just rocking and rolling.
Yeah, take me back. Speaking of rocking and rolling, I saw you there at Billy Bob's last year, too. Had a great time. Sold out that venue there on the Off the Rails tour, which is fantastic. You know, Off the Rails kind of set the tone for 2024, at least the rest of the way, of what it was going to be like, because this song ended up on the Tattoos record. Had a phenomenal time there. You had the Off the Rails tour. And you guys led right into the album. Recap that for me, how much you've just a kind of a blur and successful year 2024 was. Crazy, right?
Well, buddy, I'm telling you, man, I feel like the last 7 years, since my son's feet hit the ground, buddy, it is, you know, somebody hit the fast forward button. You know, you hear people talk about, you know, through the years, everybody tells you, y'all, wait till you have kids. You'll understand when you have kids. And it was like, yeah, whatever. And then sure enough, man, when they hit the ground, everything moves so fast. It's, I feel like the last 7 years have been a blur, but definitely 2024 was wide ass open from the word go. But we were able to get out on tour, man, with Struggle Jennings and Demon Jones and Adam Calhoun. And, man, I've got a picture on my bus wall because it was, man, it literally was one of the most memorable tours of my life for a million reasons, but especially the fact that, you know, my wife gave birth in the middle of a show in Tupelo, Mississippi on a tour bus. So, it was kind of a full circle moment.
Imagine too. Hey, when you look at the record there too, and you got Justin Moore featured him on a song you guys collaborated with, Dirty Money, and of course the great one, I love her so much, one of those superstars in the female category, and Ashley Cook over When We're Sober. Man, talk about just some of the great collaborations, and specifically those two songs, because man, you got to work with, I mean, obviously legendary one in Justin Moore and a rising country artist in her own right, and Ashley Cook.
Absolutely, man. Collaborations have always been really fun to me, and I really like working with folks that I know and that I care about. You know, Justin and I have gone back and forth on each other's albums. Me and Colt kind of done the same thing through the years. But anytime you get to mix it up with somebody new, it's awesome. And, you know, Justin, I feel like, is one of the most underrated vocalists in our genre, man. That dude is a straight monster. And he's an incredible guy. He's one of my best friends in the business. Anytime I get a chance to get with him on a song, we knock it out. But, you know, when it came to Ashley Cook, man, you know, a lot of times when you write a song, you know, could be a duet, which was the case with that one. you know, you immediately start thinking about who might be on it. And we had so many names come across the desk, man. But when hers came, I had seen her play a show about a month before. And by the end of her show, all my crew guys, all my band guys, the word had kind of been passed around the event we were at that there was this girl on stage just killing it. And we all ended up out there watching her show. And, man, she's working the stage like she'd been doing it 20 years. Just wide open. So it's kind of crazy to stay up and coming when you talk about that one, because she does act like she doesn't act like a rookie, man. She is a badass.
She has no doubt too. Hey, back to the song, which, I mean, you guys always, for anybody that's never been to a BG show out there, for Brantley Gilbert, man, you're missing something. So get those tickets out there. I went to the Off the Rails tour last year as his guest. We had a great time right there at Billy Bob's. Man, just the energy and the passion you bring still doing this well over 20 years now. I know it's got to be, we mentioned the blur of how the 7 years have flown, but man, for you, for people that have never been out to a Brantley Gilbert show, tell them what they can expect, because I know firsthand what we can expect.
Oh, buddy. We went out with Five Finger Death Punch a few years ago, man, and we kind of got the rock bug. We had to change our set to where there wasn't much slow stuff in there, and it was just 90 miles an hour. Hey, man, I'll be honest with you, we all got hooked on it. That kind of energy just from top to bottom was something I hadn't experienced in the last 20 years. And we're still kind of running that program, man. So folks, come to this show. You know, if you want to hear a lot of the slow stuff, that's more of a private listen, man. You got the album for that. You got time in your truck for that. But if you come out to one of our shows, man, just be ready to buckle your seatbelt, pull your bootstraps up, because we're going to town.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's good there too. Well, time to play a little song here too. Brantley Gilbert, we don't just talk, we play music here on KYBN 98.1 and our friends KKTC True Country 99.9. The Hell That Raised Us off the Tattoos record. Here it is from Brantley Gilbert. Crank it up and enjoy.
Parking lot fires, it's just how we get. game on. Products of the hell we raised, and the hell that raised us. Oh, hell that raised us. Hell that raised us.
Hey guys, this is Annie Bosco, and you're listening to the Backstage Pass with Brandon on KKTC True Country 99.9.
The Kane and Gordon Show is a two-hour show playing the best in country music. So check it out at thekaneandgordonshow.com. Again, that is thekaneandgordonshow.com.
Hey y'all, we're the Castlows. Now back to the show with Brandon on KKTC True Country 99.9.
And back here, Brandon Gilbert, our guest, talking about the Tattoos record and plans for 2025. Let's start with that one, my friend, The Hell That Raised Us. And I tell you what, y'all put that rock feeling in it too and never look back, right?
Man, you know what's crazy? There were a couple songs on that album that were kind of that tipped the hat to some of my earlier original stuff. And that was one of them. And these are songs that we just got out of Flat Top on. You know, a lot of times when we write songs these days, we have a track guy in there. And, you know, you're writing to pre-recorded music sometimes. You know, this is one of the ones that started about as organically as you can, man. It was old school. Started on old six string. And man, we wrote the dog crap out of it, man. It's a lot of fun. I think it came out of one of the Texas retreats, if I'm not mistaken. But just an incredible song, man. It was, you know, that's one thing I figured out getting to this stage of life, man. Used to be when I was partying every night and I was in the bar every night, or I was in a motorcycle clubhouse every night. The stories were a little bit different. You get married and have a few kids and you got to get a little reminiscent on some of these tracks if you want to raise hell, man.
All right. So, you're always on tour and you're always out there. But there's got to be one thing out there that might have gone wrong while you were on tour. What is that? What is something that has gone completely wrong that you did not see coming while you were on tour?
Well, buddy, if I had a penny for everything like that.
I can imagine.
Oh, my God. Buses? You know, buses have a tendency to throw a wrench in things.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I flew in from Canada one night, and my bus was on its way home. It was coming through Wyoming, I think, and my bus driver called me, and he was like, "Hey, man, the bus on fire." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" Like, I was asleep. I was like, "Man, leave me alone. Don't play right now." You know, and he FaceTimed me, and I answered it, and sure enough, the bus was a whole ass fire. Like, it was definitely on fire.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, I feel like we got something like that almost every day, man. You know what the good thing is, though, is God bless me with an amazing group of dudes around me. And no joke, pretty much anything you see, you know, the world's throwing our way, we've taken care of it.
That's right.
You know, off that record, too, we mentioned all the great collaborations, Ashley Cook and Justin Moore, you know, Brantley. But, I mean, the great Gary LaVox, it goes without saying, no doubt about it. Rascal Flatts, one half there. God Isn't Country. Got to know all about this song. What a great duet there. Love it.
Brother, I appreciate it. And dude, Gary is literally one of my favorite people on this planet. I didn't know what to think about Gary when I first met him. We were playing a NASCAR race. They were singing the anthem, and we had a show in the infield. And I'll never forget, we were at the driver's meeting, and I walked in, and, you know, he had the spiky hair, and this was in Rascal Flatts prime time. And I was like, all right. Well, I don't know what to think of this guy. And I remember seeing he had a dip in, and I was like, all right, well, that's one for the home team, you know. This guy walked up to him. One of the drivers walked up to him and said something to the effect of, "Man, y'all Rascal Flatts?" And he said, "Yeah." And I don't know why this guy was being a dick, but he said, "Man, I think I got one of y'all's CDs just rolling around the floorboard of my truck. It's a burnt copy." And I was like, oh, my God. And I remember looking at Gary and then looking at him and looking at Gary and looking at him. And I said, man, however he responds to this will determine whether or not I love him or hate him for the rest of my life. And he literally, when I tell you, this is no joke, he spit an inch from that dude's little race boot. And he looked him dead in the eye and he said, "That's a real cute outfit you got on there, boy." And I mean, buddy, I like to have lost it. It was one of the, so I've loved him ever since, man. And that guy, he's one of a couple people in my life that I will tell him, sometimes I can't talk to him 2 days in a row. It's just because my face hurts and my stomach hurts. You can't quit laughing at this dude. And people don't, I don't think people know that about Gary Lavoz. They know he's one of the greatest vocalists we've ever had in our genre, you know, and he's registers all over the place. But I don't know if people know how funny that dude is, man. It is next level stuff.
It sure is. You know, we saw you last year too, or the year before. Years are getting backwards. It was one of those. I know at the CRS event, and man, every time, I know it's never, you never take it for granted, but it's got to be a special moment when you step in that center circle, Brantley, for the Grand Ole Opry, just headline a show and put on a performance. Talk about and reminisce for people again that have not been, you know, to the Opry and things like that. Specifically, I mean, to see you do that, but you never take that for granted. Just loving the Opry, right?
I'm an old road dog, man. Like when I say I'm a road dog, like we beat up the highway. I don't like planes. We stay on the interstate. And man, there's a select few venues, you know, around this country that just kind of have a vibe. They got history there to the point where, you know, you're just kind of walking where, you know, those before you have, and it's a special place. And the Opry is probably the top of that list, that and Red Rocks. But it's just a sanctity there, man. There's a level of respect that you have, you know, when you walk inside that circle. And I don't know that, you know, early on in my career, I knew exactly how special it was. But, you know, through the years, you know, you got to realize, man, the big ones came through here. And there have been some amazing performances. Craig Morgan, the most powerful thing I've ever seen on stage happened at the Opry. And that was one night we were playing. I think it was me and Justin Moore and Craig Morgan. And Craig sang that song about his son. And man, I've never seen anything like that in my life. It was it humbled me in a million different ways. And it's just a special place, man. It's hard to explain, but it's kind of like my guitar player. He said this about the Opry, and he said it about Red Rocks. He said, man, a picture won't do it justice and a memory doesn't do it justice. You just have to be there.
That's the truth. You have to look at it and sit there and really take it all in to understand what that's all about too. And I actually got to go, I was telling you before the show a little bit, got to go to the Ryman for the first time and actually watch another kick-ass dude out there, Chase Matthew, kind of do his thing on the 21st. So where the Opry began, the Ryman Auditorium, look what happened now. Like I said, they've turned it into one hell of a venue, and what a great event that was for Chase Matthew out there too, and all the great folks that put that on. Well, time for a song with true meaning here on the Backstage Pass, KYBN 98.1, your Bay Area Broadcasting Network, and out there in Taos, again, our friends, KKTC True Country 99.9, Brandon Morrell, Kaden Gordon, it's Brantley Gilbert, and Tattoos. Here it is. Crank it up.
Got my first when I turned 18. You can barely see it, but I know what it means. I got my next on tour, Willie Nelson. She moans, yeah, I was high as hell, son. This one's for my grandpa, this one's for my brothers. Going off of God's, some bad motherfuckers. And you ain't gotta like it or understand it. My body is a temple, but my temple is a canvas. These ain't just some tattoos, this is who I am. This is what I've been through, this is where I stand. This is where I came from, what I fight for, what I love. What made a man out of that old boy that I was. And I ain't going back to, I didn't get them cause I had to. But these ain't just some tattoos. Judge me by the cover, cause hell, I wrote the book. Hey, what you see is what you get, just look, man. This one's for the struggle, and this one's for addiction. This one's for forgiveness, and this one's for redemption. These ain't just some tattoos, this is who I am. This is what I've been through, this I stand. This is where I came from, what I fight for, what I love. What made a man out of that old bull that I was. And I ain't going back to. I didn't get them cause I had to. Man, these ain't just some tattoos. This one's for the king, the city's son to die. This one's for my queen and my little ones, the loves of my life, second chances. Yeah, my body is a temple, but my temple is a canvas. These ain't just some tattoos. These ain't just some tattoos. This is where I came from, what I fight for, what I love. What made a man out of that old boy that I was. And I ain't going back to. I didn't get them cause I had to. But these ain't just some tattoos. These ain't just some tattoos.
Hey y'all, this is Nashville recording artist Robbie Johnson, and you're listening to the Backstage Pass. It's a grand slam of music and sports exclusively on KKTC True Country 99.9.
The Caden Gordon Show, today's best country mix, is a two-hour show playing independent and mainstream country music you know and love. Be sure to check it out at thecadengordonshow.com for more information on the show.
Hey, y'all, this is Nashville recording artist Christian Bush, and you're listening to the Backstage Pass podcast powered by the sportsguyspodcast.com exclusively on KKTC True Country 99.9.
And back here, the sportsguyspodcast.com, a grand slam of music and sports out there, too. iHeartRadio, we're on now, too. And, of course, out there, KYB at 98.1 and our friends KKTC True Country 99.9 back here. Brandon, Caden. And our guest always a great, great, great friend of the show, Brantley Gilbert here too. Again, tattoos. And my friend, you talked about this too earlier when it came out. We had a little discussion last year, but man, this song really was the epitome of country music. And the work you did on this one, my friend, was just, it was so much beyond everything out there when it comes to writing and lyrically what it meant and everything, everybody. Because I know, again, that 95% of the world, if not more, have got meaningful tattoos. And my friend, you told a story unlike any other out there.
Hey, I appreciate it, brother. I tell you, the story behind that song is pretty funny. We do this this writing retreat in Texas, and we got down there, and I had just gotten, I forget which one it was, but I had just got a pretty big piece done. So I was sore and everything, and I got up there, and I remember everybody looking at it, and everybody got excited. And the first room I went to with every single group, they were wanting to write a tattoo song. And I told every one of them, I was like, I'm not writing a tattoo song. They suck. Anytime I've ever heard somebody write a tattoo song, it's like, look at me, I'm cool type thing. Like, and they're awful. I hate them. So I'm not writing a tattoo song. Well, I said that to the last group, and Randy Montana, I'm sure y'all know Randy. He is an absolute trip. But he goes, you know, when I said, dude, every tattoo song I've ever heard sucks, he said, well, why don't you make it your job to make sure this one doesn't suck? And I was like, all right, fair enough. Let's do it. And, you know, skip 2-3 hours ahead, and we had something that I'm extremely, extremely proud of.
All right. So if you had the opportunity to collaborate with any artist that you've never got to collaborate with, or you never got to meet, who would you like to meet and collaborate with?
Dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Probably Johnny Cash, man. Or the original Leonard
Skinner. The OG, yep.
Yeah.
Hey, I love last year, you know, talk about a song with energy. Brantley, y'all killed it with that. And of course, it was the first one that led to the Tattoos record on that same record. I got to watch you do it, the Off the Rails. And man, when that hit, you guys came on stage. Like I said, I've never been to a show. The smoke, the lights, everything out there too. But man, it just brings so much electricity to the stage, and it's just out there. And it's like, again, it really depicts what the song's about, off the rails, and you're on that fast train in life, and you better, you know, get on or it's going to leave you behind. Talk about just how much fun that is to perform that in front of a live crowd, because that became one of your highest streaming songs last year in 2024.
It did, man. And I think that had a lot to do with the fact that we put it up front. It was the opener. It was the show opener. And man, there, it does have a little bit of energy. What's crazy is I've had that song for a while. We wrote that song at my farm in Alabama, and I sold it in 2020. So we've had that song for years. It never found a home on an album. You know, we've got songs like that. It happens as a writer. A lot of times, you know, a song will beat another one for a record, not because it's better, just because it fits, you know, it fits the album better. And Off the Rails was one of those that had just kind of been waiting on its moment, man. You know, I played the old demo for a couple people. We were all bobbing our heads on the end of it. And I was like, man, if we take that in the studio, we can crank that up a notch and really turn it into something. And man, it's one of those that when you feel the intro for it, you know, it's like, oh, we're fitting to go now. Hey, it's on. It's on now.
It sure is. And we'll go back to a couple of old school BG songs out there too. But man, y'all did a kick-ass version of this one too. Read Me My Rights. Now, where did this come from? I got to ask you about this, because that's another one. It makes I don't want to go to prison, but it makes me want to go to prison, right?
I don't know if there's anything on this planet that can make me want to go to prison. I don't like jail. You know what I'm saying? I know I won't fare well in prison. But no, that song is one of those. And I say this now, man. Knowing what I know now, I'm careful not to write songs about things that I hadn't been through or been right next to somebody that has gone through it. But that one's still one I stand behind to this day. You know, if a man's ever hit a woman in front of me, my head of security right here, and anybody, you know, out here on the road will tell you, if that happens, he's going to have to hit me too. And you know, if somebody were to break into my house, especially now with you know, a wife and babies. I'm from Georgia, and we don't play all that. So it's just about a couple scenarios, man, that God forbid they go sideways. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's one of those things where if that were to happen, you know, you stand on business and you take your lashings, I reckon.
And right along those same lines, my friend, why don't we just take it outside? We got to go a little backstory of that one too, right? There you go.
Yeah. Take it out there.
All right. So take it outside, man. I really wrote, and this is hilarious that it worked out like this, but I was like, man, if people only understood that there's only a couple reasons people ever fight inside during the show. And this is legitimate, man. Think about it. The only reason you ever fight inside during the show is you want attention. Right? It's like, you know, and what I can't stand about it, the main reason I think people fight during the show and inside is to impress people, one. But two, you know somebody's going to break it up before you get your ass whipped. So I literally wrote the song to tell people, like, hey, if you want to fight, like, if you really want to fight, like, I'm a fan of I'd like a good fight as much as anybody, I promise. If I see one break out in the back, I'm going to try my best to get as close as I can to it so I can see what's happening. But, man, if somebody really wants to go, you know, and run the fade, do it in the parking lot. Ain't nobody going to break it up, man. You know, so I was like, I had this idea, and I was like, if I put that in a song, people will stop fighting during the show. And then it's the exact opposite. I mean, the exact opposite. It's like the intro to that song comes on, and you see old Bubba in the front row who's been, you know, he had it in his mind when he got to the show that, oh, I'm gonna meet me a girl tonight. And you see him go from that to, man, I'm fitting to whip somebody's ass. Like, it's just, that's the whole thing.
Hey, speaking of reminiscing too, I know it never gets old, my friend. Bottoms Up has to be this at one of the top out there to you guys. Keep it on the set list. Obviously, one of your biggest hits in your career too. But just what a fun song that people who love to kind of cut up and get out of a Friday night and Saturday night to just get out there after a hard work week and go to a concert and things like that can still hear that one years later, drink, have a good time, and just enjoy it, right?
Absolutely, man. You know, and people ask me sometimes, like, if you don't drink anymore, why are you singing a drinking song? Because I drank enough when I did drink to earn my drinking stripes for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? I'd write drinking songs or sing drinking songs till the day I die. I earned it.
No doubt, too. Hey, I love it, too, because it never gets old. It's always probably a crowd favorite out there, too, at the same time, and you guys have fun with it. But Kick It in the Sticks, and I mean, that's just got to be one right there, too, that everybody knows coming from backwoods, coming from country, things like that. Always things are very much unpredicted out there, too, but what a fun song, right?
Oh, absolutely, man. And, you know, I do feel like when we put that song out, that was kind of some uncharted territory. You know, but there have been some rock, you know, themes in country music before, but that I don't remember one before that one that went like that. You know what I mean? It kind of just went no holds bar, pedal to the floor. You know, and it kind of, that was one of our grassroots songs, you know, zero radio play, and that song was the banger, man. And folks have known it since the day we put it out. And, you know, to this day, we always keep it at the front of the set because it's one of those that just kind of kicks you in gear and lets you know, all right, we're in here now.
Hey, you know, at CRS, Caden and I were there, and I did get my hot chicken. I went back to my favorite place, so I had Hattie B's on Broadway there. Had a good time with it. Always fun to get those tenders because, man, with the bread underneath it, the three tenders are just a really good size too. And then I got the collard greens because I'm having to eat more greens just according to the doctor right now too, trying to get that cholesterol back under control, which I'm doing. I'm doing good. Back in the gym, which is always good there. But, man, hot chicken, that's my go-to place. Where's yours for Nashville hot chicken?
Buddy, let's see. That's a tough one, man. You probably know this. I don't spend a whole lot of time in Nashville. Mm-hmm. I go to Wright, and usually when we Wright, you know, we're door dashing. Hattie B's?
Yeah.
All right, I'm right there with you then, buddy. That's the only one I know of.
Hey, DoorDash is good, too. You try a bunch of different things. I didn't get to Bar Taco this time. People were telling me Bar Taco was really good, so I gotta try that one at some point as far as, like, all the different tacos they make and the different ingredients they put with them. So I gotta, you know, get to that Bar Taco. We actually spent some time there, too, with the 5 Point Pizza was really good out there. So,
oh, yeah. Hey, man, I will tell you, there's a place called a Velvet Taco that's banging. But, yeah, that Velvet Taco is for some pretty – it means business.
I bet it does, too, no doubt. Hey, if you'd never become a working musician, what other career path would you have followed?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. But I know the answer well. One, you know, I was one of those people that – I went to college for my parents, right, just to kind of make them happy. I knew the whole time that I was going to chase music and try to make a living out of it. But, you know, at first I got to college and I changed my major like 4 times. It was like, one, man, I like guns and stuff. Like, maybe I need to be in – you know, law enforcement. Maybe I ought to try criminal justice. And then I looked at myself and my friends and our records, and I was like, well, that'll never work. So, you know, then I was like, man, you know, I had a couple of my buddies like, man, people are always calling you with problems and stuff. They're like, you ought to try, like, counseling. And I was like, all right, you know, maybe. I went to a couple classes, and then back in my mind, I was like, man, this is not good. I'm going to be responsible for more divorce than social media. So it was like, all right, we're going to back up and punt. And I think, honestly, I probably would have landed on coaching. That is the one thing I was doing before I went music full-time that I really was enjoying and got something out of. The only problem was, you know, this is when I was – when I was drinking, and it's not good to be a drunk coach in a small town. It's like I graduated with 66 people. They know.
It's not, no. And I'm like him. I kind of, like I said, give up that drinking too at the same time. But hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, if that's your thing, do it responsibly. We always say too at the same time. But hey, you know what? Be able to tell a story when you wake up the next day if you get a chance to do that.
Mate, sure. That ain't no joke.
Yeah, and hydrate too at the same time. The record Tattoo is across all the digital streaming platforms. And of course, check out the tour ongoing right now too, which it always does. He's a road dog. He hits it out there harder than anyone I know. BrantleyGilbert.com, of course, out there. KYBN 98.1, your Bay Area Broadcasting Network. And our friends at KKTC True Country 99.9, the Sports Guys Podcast.com. Brantley, always a great time to have you here on the show. We appreciate you kind of swinging from that vine, talking some music and talking life with us too. Brother, always appreciate you. Continued success going forward. And I know we're going to catch up down the line too as well.
Absolutely, brother. I appreciate y'all. We're going to finish up here on the West Coast, get home, see the wife and the babies. But I appreciate y'all having me, man, as always.
Congratulations to another great, another Gilbert in that household. How's that baby doing, by the way, that new baby? How they doing?
Buddy, he is, he's a little chump. You know, he came out a little light. So, well, you know, we got him on the protein and the creatine and everything. You know, he's, I'm just kidding, but no joke. He's up to 15 pounds right at about 5 months. And man, he's the best baby we've had. He sleeps good. And that's about all he does is sleep, eat, and you know, the other stuff. But he does have a little bit of a temper. He got that from his mama. I'm 100% positive. You know, but he, when he gets hungry, he'll let you know.
Yeah, he'll let you know, no doubt. Hey, mine's going on 5, and what's kind of cool is we get to see her in T-ball now, and it's actually pretty cool being a T-ball coach. I love it. So it's a lot of fun. No. So it's,
dude, you know what? It's terrifying, though, because it's a little peek into what it's going to be when they're in sports when they get older. Mm-hmm. And, you know, man, you hear nightmares about these parents that, you know, they kind of take things a little too serious. My son was in 8U this year. And I showed up, and the other team's like warming up in the outfield, and the parents are like already jawing. Then I told my buddy, I was like, "Man, this is bad news. Like, I need to watch these things from a webcam. You know, I don't need to be here." I did almost get kicked out of an 8U game this year.
Well, I'm gonna try to do that. She's got a game here in a few minutes on these Tuesdays and Fridays. I'm going to try to just be a calm coach and just understand or teach them the basics and the fundamentals of just T-ball. Now, when you get up to high school, she's playing softball. If she still sticks with it, then I can be a little bit more critical on that too. But I'm going to try to keep my face covered, because you never know who's watching out there too when it comes to all the great people that make it possible. My friend, we appreciate you so much. Hey, best of luck on that West Coast out there, the rest of the tour. Get home safe, and give our love and our best to the family, man. We appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother. Thank y'all for having me.
You got it. The one, the only, Brantley Gilbert here, the Backstage Pass, again, powered by the SportsGuysPodcast.com. And, of course, out there, too, is my friends, KKTC, True Country 99.9, and KYBN 98.1, your Bay Area Broadcasting Network. For Caden Gordon, this is Brandon Morrell. More great music coming up. Stay tuned for a lot more. Take care, and God bless.
Hola, this is Latin country artist Mariah, and you are listening to the Backstage Pass, powered by the Sports Guys Podcast, exclusively on KKTC True Country 99.9 in Taos, New Mexico.